WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. The subject today, the Catawba Indian Nation. They still hope to build a casino in nearby Cleveland County in Kings Mountain along I-85. And while they have support from some key names in state and also leadership in Washington that represents the Carolinas, they also have opposition, and leading the way has been the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, who operate their own casino in western North Carolina. My guest today has been writing stories and staying on top of all of this. It's reporter Holly Kays with the Smoky Mountain News. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Let me start by asking you to remind us how long the Cherokee Harris Casino and all the things associated with it have existed now.
Sure. Well, Harris Cherokee Casino began in 1997, but it was a much different operation then than it is now. There have been a lot of additions added since then. Now, totals nearly 2 million square feet. About 10 years or so ago, alcohol was legalized on the casino property. And that was a big boost to business as well. They have a $250 million addition currently underway. And in 2015, the tribe opened a second casino in Murphy called the Valley River Casino.
When it comes to Catawba and their hope for a casino, what has been the story and the development on that?
Well, the Catawba have been trying for some time to have a casino open in Kings Mountain. They are a federally recognized Indian tribe located in South Carolina. Their reservation was created in 1993 following a lands claim settlement agreement in Congress. Unlike other federally recognized Indian tribes, the Catawba are not currently under the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, which is the law that governs gaming operations federally recognized Indian tribes may operate. 1993 agreement states that its ability to conduct gaming basically depends on South Carolina law. They've not been able to get South Carolina to allow them to open a casino there. The 1993 agreement also lays out, names six counties in North Carolina as part of the Catawba service area. Cleveland County is included as one of those service area counties, and they've been having their eye on a property in Kings Mountain as a possible casino site. North Carolina is already set up to do gaming, and the Catawba say that because their settlement agreement names Cleveland County as part of the service area, that they should be allowed to operate a casino there. However, it is highly unusual and typically very, very difficult for Indian tribes to open casinos off of their main reservation property.
So far, as stories have developed about the possible casino there in Kings Mountain, there has been support from local leaders, and also on the state level, you have a Kings Mountain native in the Speaker of the House, Tim Moore, names that are in Washington, such as Senator Richard Burr, Tom Tillis, even South Carolina's well-known Lindsey Graham, for a bill to support that. You, of course, have been writing and focusing on the opposition that's being called for to the bill by Cherokee Indian leaders and also state representatives in parts of western North Carolina. Why is that?
Well, Paul, the Cherokee say that the bill, known as S-790, would unfairly exempt one tribe, the Catawba, from laws that everybody else has to follow. The bill basically says that the Catawba can be authorized to take this proposed land in Cleveland County into trust, and that they can also be authorized to open a casino there. It says that the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act would apply on that property except for Section 20, and that's the part of the law that governs the process for getting gaming approved on lands acquired after a certain date. According to the bill, the Secretary of the Interior would be authorized to allow gaming on that land, and the typical process, which requires consent by the state's governor and extensive consultation with state, local, and tribal officials, would not be necessary for that outcome to occur. According to the Cherokee, nothing in the record says that the 1993 Congress had any intention of allowing the Catawba to take land into trust in North Carolina. They say that the land in question is historically Cherokee, not Catawba. Of course, the Catawba disagree with all those assertions. those issues and those disagreements have been very public with both the leaders of both tribes. Cherokee is also concerned that a casino in Kings Mountain would take away from Cherokee's business. About 30% of the customers who currently frequent Harrah's Cherokee casinos live closer to Kings Mountain than they do to the facilities in Cherokee. The casinos in Western North Carolina are a huge economic driver for the region. Together, they employ about 5% of the workforce in Western North Carolina, more than 3,000 people. In 2018, the regional impact of those businesses was estimated at $750 million. And before those casinos were established, there were huge seasonal fluctuations in unemployment in the region, sometimes peaking at 17%. And those fluctuations are now much smaller, between 2 and 4%. So there is definitely some worry on the part of Cherokee and on the part of regional leaders that a casino in Kings Mountain could take away some of that stability from Western North Carolina.
Today on WNCW's More to the Story from the Smoky Mountain News, our conversation continues with Holly Kays. There was an op-ed not long ago. One side, Senator Richard Burr. On the other side was the Eastern Band of Cherokee Principal Chief Richard Sneed. What did we learn from that?
Burr's was published first on June 19th, and Sneed's was published the following day, June 20th, in response to the statements made by Burr. In his op-ed, Senator Burr contends the tribe's opposition to the facility in Kings Mountain is hypocritical, given that it's recently purchased a significant amount of acreage in Tennessee for economic development purposes, which could include gaming if that were to become legal in Tennessee, but there are a lot of ifs in that sentence. Accused the Cherokee of a history of acting exploitatively and in their self-interest. He also says that it's not true that the bill, if passed, would cut the state out of the decision-making process. Characterized Cherokee's actions as, quote, bullying tactics, is calling on North Carolina to reject those bullying tactics from, quote, any tribe. He responded point by point to the statements Burr had made. He called on Burr to apologize for what Sneed characterized as false and harsh comments and asked him to withdraw the legislation that he's been championing. According to Sneed, the bill would indeed cut the state out of the decision-making process. Catawba would need a compact with the state to operate Class 3 gaming, which includes slots and table games and things like that, but it could open a Class 1 or 2 gaming facility without a compact, which includes games like bingo. Those games can be quite lucrative.
Last question, what's next in this matter?
You probably know the answer to that just as well as I. What's next is action from the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. They had a hearing on the bill on May 1st, and there has not been any action since. That committee would have to recommend, deliver a favorable recommendation on the bill, then send it on to the Senate floor. As of yet, have any indication as to when or if that might happen.
The ongoing story of the Catawba Indian Nation of South Carolina hoping to build a casino in Kings Mountain, North Carolina, and the opposition and the reason why from the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians who operate the casino known as Harrah's. Thank you for all the details today from the Smoky Mountain News, Holly Kays.
Thanks, Paul.
Find more to the story podcast at WNCW.org.